Yeah, it's been addressed. I'm really here, Aaron, to talk about Seattle. I'm 100% with these players. Our coaching staff's 100% behind these players. And if you have Seattle questions, that's what I'm here to talk about, with all due respect. And there's a lot of respect there. I just want to focus on Seattle. I think it's what our team's trying to do.
Ultimately, your reports have DeAndre Hopkins is not being in practice today. What's his status moving forward and even for Sunday?
Yeah, no, he's fine. He took a personal day today.
You know, I was just thinking the Texans weren't getting really any attention this week, and so all of a sudden, yeah, let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Revelry on Richmond, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model.
Hello, Fred.
John Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio.
Hello, John.
Voldemort keeping us on air out here.
Oh, yes.
He whose name we shall not speak.
Oh, yes.
If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Getting ready for the World Series tonight. We're out here at Revelry.
Is that happening tonight?
Totally forgot about it, didn't you?
Yeah, it slipped my mind.
Revelry on Richmond is where we are tonight, which happy to be back here, man. Love this place. Good beer selection, really good food.
I'm actually just catching my breath from all the sweating I did last night on Ravens minus three.
yeah,
that was a tough one. I'm sorry I didn't do a better job of talking you into that one. I feel guilty.
I wound up playing it.
Okay, well, there you
go.
Not
for much. It was just for rooting interest, but... yeah, that was not much of a sweat there.
No, the
Dolphins are terrible. I can't believe they have a winning
record. Shout out Dolphins.
Yeah. But so I figured we'd be talking about the game tonight and maybe the game last night. And then I'm sitting around and I see this thing show up about inmates.
Yes, Fred. What, are you offended by that?
No, nothing offends me. But,
okay.
Yeah.
What would you have preferred him say?
Something other than
we can't
that.
Let the Jews run the World War II death camps. We can't let the slaves run the plantations. Would that have been less offensive?
That would have been a little more offensive.
More offensive? Okay.
More offensive, yeah.
Okay.
But
either way, it's a stupid, stupid thing to say. And even I did a radio hit in Seattle this afternoon, and obviously they've got a big interest in that game because their team's taking part in it. I feel like I've done more Seattle interviews than I have radio shows in Houston this week. But they were asking if Bob McNair is a player-friendly coach or a player-friendly owner. I said, I've always thought so, yeah. And they said, would it have been better if he would have said that you can't let the inmates run the asylum? And I said, I feel like that would have been a little better.
Because at least that's the common phrase.
That's the common saying. Like, he just went out of his way to make that up and throw in prison. It was just such a strange thing. Like, what manager wants his employees to think of their job as a prison and to think of themselves as inmates? That's like the worst. It's not good.
No, and I wrote a thing on this today, and it pissed some people off because... At one time, I was friends with Bob McNair. I played golf with the man. I've been in his house in Lexington with him and his wife. His dog slept on my feet in a golf cart once. I have a lot of respect for Bob. I've known Bob a long time. Now, I haven't really talked to him much in the last 10 years. Once I started doing radio, it kind of changed the dynamic, and I don't feel like I should be friends with people that I'm going to have to talk about. And I think he's at heart, he's a decent man, and I don't think he meant it the way it came out. Having said that, you got to be smarter than that. This is a hot-button topic. It's look at all the problems it's caused, even in locker rooms. And, oh, by the way, as soon as that came out today, I unloaded on the Seahawks side.
I was already on the Seahawks.
I know you were already on them. I was kind of on the fence. I unloaded. And I'll tell you what, it's – and then somebody said, oh, well, so we're going to get offended. That phrase has been around forever. A lot of phrases have been around forever. It's the context of when you say it, where you say it, and what you're saying. And I'll give you a good example. Like, we could be sitting here, and I'll say, AJ, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But what if I'm sitting in a women's clinic where procedures are being performed, and I say that? It's going to have a little different meaning, isn't
right.
it? And that's the problem. It's not that it's a common phrase. It's that it's saying that about this topic when you know how passionate people are, you're going to rile them up. And I think it was a bad thing to say on his part. It was a very poor choice of words. And then even his apology where he says, I would never refer to our players or our league as that. Well, who are you referring to then?
What was the point of the statement? If that's
– I mean, that's it.
If it's not what people thought it was, what did you mean by it?
Yeah. If I was just using a figure of speech. Okay, well, bad choice of figure of speech. And like I said, I don't think the guy meant it with malice.
I'm with you. I don't think that – Bob McNair's a racist or a bad person. I don't feel that way. More than anything, I feel like Bob McNair's like a – I don't know how old he is exactly. He just comes across to me as like a sick old man.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it too. I think he's as people get older, they kind of get
– Oh, they're more frank.
They're more frank and they're less aware.
Yeah.
I think – and that's the nicest way I can put it. They're just less aware of things. And – Yeah, I don't think by any stretch he was trying to offend anybody, but he did. And, like, I don't control what people get offended over. There's certain things. Like, we were talking about the whole posse thing. Like, I didn't understand why people found that offensive.
No, I didn't either.
Until people told me why. And I still don't get it, but I don't use that phrase for that reason.
What did you make of Dwayne Brown's statement that he's not surprised by the comments from Bob McNair, even though he hasn't heard words like that come from his mouth personally? What does that mean?
That means you got a reputation with your players.
Oh,
and not
boy.
A good one.
One thing I will say, and this is why I don't understand why any owner would take a stance against any sort of kneeling, protesting, anything like that. And mostly because, like, in the NFL, you really need black guys to win. Like, if you have only a team of white guys, you're not going to do well.
And that doesn't even work in college.
No. And this team, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is clearly pissed off about it now. And that's an important guy to you.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's important or not, you don't want – I wouldn't want the 53rd man on my team
being
the thing. Pissed off.
At least 10 guys walked out and came back. So now
– Which, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins and Dwayne Brown are amongst – the players that can they got enough money in the bank to walk out and stay out.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody can do that. Not everybody's financially secure enough to give a middle finger to the owner.
Corey Moore can't be doing that.
No. And which that part of it's unfortunate too, but which I guess it sort of almost establishes the whole inmate prison thing. You know, if you don't have enough money, you're a prisoner. And like I said, I don't think that he's racist. I just think he's an old, unaware man.
Yeah.
And it's a
and Gabe did not think for one second about what he was saying, and when he got called out about it, he did apologize immediately. So I think he realized. And I'm kind of curious how that became public, but yeah, it's.
Supposedly one of the guys that was at the meetings last week. I forget the name of the dude. Supposedly he's the one who dropped it.
Well. I know it was Troy Vincent was the guy who was there that he got offended by it, but I don't know that he leaked it.
No, it was a reporter. I can't remember the guy's name. I read it earlier, but either way, it's just it's a bad look. It's a bad it's a bad vibe going into this week's game, and I don't know if it makes like the team not. I mean, I assume this team they want to play for each other more than Bob McNair, but.
But I think it's got to have an impact. It did on the Steelers.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing. You're going into a place where you're going to have a hard time winning anyway.
Yeah, you got enough stuff going against
yeah.
you.
And now you throw this. Fournette is an old white man trying to say catchy phrases and be up to hip. Get over yourselves. He's Uncle Billy that says inappropriate things. Uncle Billy doesn't own an NFL team.
Yeah.
And
Uncle Billy isn't
weighing
allowed
in
to own
on
an NFL team.
The biggest controversy that's been created in the NFL since the Brady thing.
This is something that had Al Davis been alive today, this is something Al Davis would have said. And we would have gone, oh, Al, jeez. And
John, we're getting a lot of complaints about how we sound, a lot of reverberation and stuff, so can we get that fixed, please?
Oh, it's on our end?
Well, what do we need to do? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, we'll reset it during the break, so let's take a break and come back so that we're not echoing.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting herd, and as you step back in the line, a mob trips through their
feet. Now hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Guys, this weekend, and we're all about Astros, we're all about Texans here, but come Monday, guess what happens? The Rockets are back in town. James Harden and the Houston Rockets back in action on Monday night when they take on the Philadelphia 76ers with young stars Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. I'm excited about seeing those guys in town. And it also happens to be a mix-and-match Monday. That's the ticket promotion presented by Mountain Dew, where you purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $25, and you'll get one free beer, water, or soda. I'll go with beer. One popcorn, hot dog, or nachos. I'll go with nachos. And one free T-shirt, koozie, or poster. I'll go with T-shirt. The first 5,000 fans in attendance will also receive a Rockets schedule magnet presented by Mountain Dew. Go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today. Let's run as one with the Rockets as they take on the young and up-and-coming Philadelphia 76ers. That's Rockets.com for tickets Monday night at Toyota Center against the 76ers.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Revelry on Richmond, which has been a while since we've been out here. Good to be back. I think it was the NCAA tournament was the last time we were here. So
it was indeed.
Love coming out here, man. Great beer selection. Really, really good food. Great atmosphere to come out and watch the game tonight and get your game on. And we're also drawing – are we trying to give people away tickets? Are we still doing that? They need to come sign up. And if you come sign up out here, you'll be in a drawing. And if your name's drawn, you'll be one of the finalists to get tickets to something that's going on in town. I can't say what it is.
To a big event.
It involves Todo El Mundo.
Oh, okay.
That much I can't say.
I don't even know what that means.
I think it means a whole yeah. Yeah, you got to have Sports Map 94.1 on your car.
Oh. Well,
not ESPN.
And sign up? You got to sign up and have that? Oh, that's for Jacksonville.
So, yeah, you can come sign up for a journey to Jacksonville. That's pretty cool.
Yes. The tickets for the other game.
Yeah. I think I might rather go to Jacksonville myself.
I don't know what I'd rather do.
That's a pretty good choice. So we're giving away a chance to go to Jacksonville and a chance to go see a game in town. But you got to have 94.1 on your vehicle. Here's another phrase that I hate that people use, get over yourselves. That's physically impossible. Unless we have those cutouts and we can put them up there, then technically we're over ourselves.
Right.
Man, I hope nobody sexed those cutouts at that golf tournament.
I hope they did.
No. It would have been you. It would have been like prison. They'd have gone after you. They wouldn't have touched mine. But, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Patrick says Bob McNair is not Donald Sterling. I'm actually hearing this comparison. That's fair. Here's the difference. So it took Donald Sterling being secretly recorded to find out what he really feels on the inside. You know, I mean, Bob McNair is just apparently out there with it, talking to other owners about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's – I don't think you can equate the two things, frankly. It's still dumb. I mean, there's no way around it. He should have – I can't make an excuse for the guy.
It's just whatever you think the real root of it is, it's what, like I was saying in the first segment, what owner, what manager wants their employees to think of their work environment as a prison inmate situation? It just doesn't make any sense.
I certainly wouldn't feel very good if David Gow came out and said, well, I don't want, you know.
Hey, 192-467, get over here and do a radio show, dummy.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah, you don't get to decide, though. I'm going to tell you what to talk about.
Right. It's an odd thing to say.
Yeah, and again, I like the guy, but this is way out of line. In no way can I defend
him. You're not defending it.
No, I'm not. I can't. It was a stupid thing to say. And now everybody's going back to the same arguments about, oh, well, should they be able to do that? That's a tired, played-out discussion about whether or not they should be able to do it and who does what. I don't care about any of that. You know, this is a different situation because, for one thing, it affects the local team, and I think it's going to affect them on the field.
Who thought that we'd spend the first 25 minutes of today's show talking about Bob McNair?
Well, it's so funny. I even had a little bit this morning when I was doing show prep. It's like, you know what we haven't talked about at all? The Texans.
Yeah.
They've not that they've become irrelevant, but it's just, you know, they got a big game coming up against the Seahawks. They're coming off their bye. And all we've talked about for 2 days, and deservedly so, is the Astros. And that's what we were going to talk about today. And then, yeah, we sit down, and here we go.
Well,
Bob McNair.
Definitely not the way we wanted to talk about him. And a lot of it is, you know, and again, I'm going back to that interview I did earlier today in Seattle. He was talking to me about how, you know, Paul Allen and Pete Carroll have been so team friendly in what they'll allow. And they say, you know what, if you want to protest, if you feel that's on your heart, then by all means go out there and do it. A lot of it boils down to what part of the world you're in. And
yeah,
the fan base in Seattle is a different fan base than is here. This is a very
Women don't shave their pits there.
Right.
Guys all have, you know, beards.
This is a white bread conservative fan base.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just where we live.
Except it just so happens that in Seattle, the fan base feels the same way about the political realm that the players do.
Yeah, I think I don't care about the whole politics of this. This is not about, to me.
Well, I'm saying that's why owner may be more, you know, more aggressive about not allowing it versus an owner who just doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, that I get. But, again, I think that's steering the discussion back to the quagmire, frankly. And I think the discussion should be, what the hell was this guy thinking? And is this going to affect the team? And, of course, this phrase is used in the business world all the time. It's not meant to be taken literally.
No, it's really not.
No, it's not. And of course, it's not meant to be taken literally, but your choice of words still matters, man. You can't just – I mean, you cannot say something like that on a topic like this that everyone's passionate about and expect
it's too hot right now.
Expect there not to be a reaction.
It's
too silly. And to just dismiss it is silly. And Look, I get it. He thought that way. That's exactly how he was thinking. But that's not that doesn't mean he was right, and it doesn't mean that he shouldn't have apologized. And he did apologize, and I was almost as bothered by the apology as I was the
– Well, it was the typical non-apology apology.
Right, right. I'm sorry if anyone was offended. That's – that always drives me nuts. If you were offended, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, that doesn't really deal with it.
Well, right. How about I shouldn't have said that. That was really stupid of me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're getting that anytime soon. But I mean, because then you're asking billionaires to apologize, and that's something that billionaires don't often have to do.
No, and frankly, you know, at this stage, I don't think he thinks twice about stuff like that, and he doesn't. You don't think about the impact that your words are going to have. And yeah, there's a lot of.
How old is he?
He's got to be in his 80s now. I don't know exactly. I'll look it up.
Okay. But I mean, I think there is a lot to that.
Because, you know, honestly, I forget that it's been probably 15 years since I spent time with him.
Yeah.
At least 12 or 15.
I just don't think of a lot of, like.
Yeah, he's 79.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not old enough to be that. Okay, I can't give him a break on the old thing now.
Well, but
79 is not
like
that.
Like I said, he's also, at least according to reports, he's also sick. Which, who knows what that's doing to him. I mean,
right.
I don't know. It's just I try to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. But then when the non-apology came out, I was like, I mean, he really could have gotten away with it. Like, if he would have just been like, you know what? That was a really stupid thing for me to say. I didn't mean to word it that way. That's not what I meant by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm really sorry. But he did the, if anyone was offended by that, you know, I apologize to them, which is always that's what people say when they're not really sorry. So, All right.
Well, we'll move on to some World Series next.
We'll get into some baseball. Maybe we'll talk some of that football game last night.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that hit. And that was a hot topic on Twitter last night, that hit on Joe Flacco. And I want your thoughts on it because I have mine. And I had more people disagree with me than agree with me for sure last night.
That never happens.
Well, it's crazy.
That never happens with you.
All right, guys, it has been a fantastic year here in Houston for the Astros, and we're finally here in the World Series, earning history. The celebration continues at Academy Sports and Outdoors. All the Astros gear you need to show your true team colors from the first pitch to the final out, Academy has you covered on all your official Houston Astros World Series apparel, restocked every single day. So whether you're lucky enough to get to a game or you're hitting up some watch parties or you're just going to watch on the couch, you want to gear up and root for the home team as they continue to earn history. And you don't want to go get some of that bootlegged stuff off of 59 somewhere in some parking lot under a tent. That's not the real gear. Go to Academy. And I stopped by the other day to pick up some shirts and hats for my kids. There's the fans are there. The energy's up. It's great to see the Astros bringing the city together. We're excited about cheering them on to the championship, hopefully. So for all things Astros, stop by your local Academy today. That's Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods retailer of the Houston Astros.
Hey, guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the Internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Warehouse.com Roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Move on to some other topics, but I do want to mention
other topics.
Do want to mention R.J. Bell will be joining us as always at 5:30. Tim Kirtjian going to join us at 6:28. How cool is that? So that's coming up on the show today. And one last thing about phrasing. We were talking about Charlie Polillo off air. One of his phrases that I hear him say all the time is "soup to nuts." What if you said that to Lance Armstrong?
I don't even know what "soup to nuts" means.
I don't either.
I don't get that.
I think it refers to. I don't know what it refers to, but I know that if I say that to Lance Armstrong,
that's a made-up thing.
It's probably offensive.
That's offensive to you. You had the torsion.
Yeah, but I still have them both. So,
but they're soupy now.
No, they're much better. They're performing better than ever.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about that game last night.
Well, first of all, anybody who thought the Dolphins offensively would be better without Jay Cutler.
Crickets.
Welcome to Matt Moore. Welcome to the Matt Moore era.
Yeah.
That was about as disastrous as it could be. And Adam Gase just looked frustrated, and I'm sure the players were frustrated. Everybody was frustrated. I mean, I don't know how many penalties, personal foul penalties were on the defense last night. There was a ton. They couldn't run the ball. Everybody's been running the ball on the Ravens. They couldn't because they had no respect for Matt Moore. And two pick sixes, I mean, it was just domination. And the hit on Joe Flacco, maybe I'm soft. A quarterback slides to give himself up, and everybody's like, well, they couldn't let him get the first down. The rule is he's down where he starts his slide.
Yeah.
It's not like if he would have slid 10 more yards that he would have been marked down 10 yards down.
Right.
It's where he starts that slide. And Kiko Alonso is, like, angling down towards Joe Flacco with that. That's a dirty hit. And
I have mixed feelings about this, not this hit in particular. But I do think there are times when guys go to slide and players can't stop themselves.
I understand
that. That happens a lot. And we also see too many times where I think players take advantage of that. They see that the guy's about to slide, and they go anyway to make it look like that. And when a guy slides, you're not supposed to hit him. And I don't see flags thrown on that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's – so I'm kind of with you. It was a dirty hit. It's – if a guy's giving himself up, you let him give himself up.
And if he's sliding – and if you can't stop yourself, you put your hands out and, you know –
yeah, you do something.
Glide over the top.
Yeah, you do something to indicate that you're at least trying not to hit the guy.
You don't throw your shoulder pad into the dude's dome. That's not – that's hard to sell me on. First of all, let's say you've got a quarterback running in the open – and you're a linebacker in the NFL. Kiko Alonso is now the only linebacker in the NFL who wants to hit Joe Flacco in the thighs. He's the only one who wouldn't go up high on him. Give me a break. I mean,
it was bad.
He did a good job of selling it like it was an accident, but that wasn't an accident. And
no.
I'm guessing he's going to be suspended or fined or something. But and then everybody's like, oh, it's too soft of a game. Why? There's too many rules to protect quarterbacks. You know why? Because when you don't protect quarterbacks, we're stuck with a Thursday night matchup between Matt Moore and Ryan Mallett. And nobody wants to watch that. Nobody's tuning in on a primetime game to see Matt Moore and Ryan Mallett. It's just – it makes for bad football. I'd rather there be soft football and have Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco around.
Yeah, well, and I thought the Rodgers play was dirty too, and nobody agreed with me on that. But that was way after the play, and he drove him into the ground.
Yep.
And nothing. And so, yeah, oh, it's too soft. No, you got to protect the quarterbacks, man. And I'm not saying that you put flags on them because I do think – yeah, and I think there are times when defensive players try to make a good hit on a guy and wind up getting flagged because they lower their head. I mean, I see that a lot too. So, I mean, I'm not unsympathetic to the defense. But something like this, which is just plain malice, I have a problem with. So, I agree with you.
Well, kudos to Ryan Mallett for not – being a total trash can.
Yeah.
And he induced...
It helped that they were getting pick sixes and everything.
Right. He induced a fight with Ndamukong Suh, which was fun. And,
yeah.
Like, basically, he chest bumps him, backs away, and then is, like, going to get choke slammed like the Undertaker. And they throw the flag on Suh. That was pretty slick.
Yeah. 97 Sun Devils said I had the under on the Ravens Fins.
That's tough.
Six at the end. Yeah,
that's a tough law. And
that's one you just have to rest on the idea that you were on the right end. It just didn't work out.
And 2 years ago where I was doing every Thursday night under,
yeah,
I would have been so pissed at this. But think about this. The last three scores of the game, pick six, fumble into the end zone, recover offense, pick six. I mean, that's brutal if you're an underbacker. I wasn't, but that would have been really disappointing.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And a lot of college football this weekend. We'll get to that at some point today. We'll talk about some of the games that are coming up. A lot of Sunday is going to be a fun day because you'll have your Texans leading right into your Astros. And I'm looking forward to that, although I'm working all weekend. I hope you're going to be having fun.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I'm not working.
I will be doing I'll be doing the Astros games and all the Texans coverage on Sunday and some other stuff for the website. So check out houston.sportsmap.com. Got a Bob McNair thing up there right now, and about to have and I've got an Astros preview on tonight's game also up, and a bunch of other stuff that was posted today. So go check out the website. It's pretty damn good. I'm happy with it.
All right.
But I'll be doing inning by inning tonight. The Chris Campisi will be writing, and I'll be posting, and then there'll be a gamer after that. Same thing Saturday, same thing Sunday. So I won't be having any fun this weekend.
Good.
I'll be locked in watching sports. And
I'll do it all.
Good. Double up, man. I did go out last night. It's the only night I've been able to go out in the last 2 weeks, basically. So went out with our buddy Roger and had a few drinks, and
yeah. It
was a good time. So now I'm ready for business.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of Bob McNair's a good man at heart, which – I've never had any reason to disagree
and
with.
I've said that. And I stand by that. I just think what he said was stupid and inappropriate considering what's going on and not very well thought out. But no,
and then he did a poor job apologizing.
Yeah, he did. And I think it's because he really didn't get what the he's like, well, it's just a phrase. It's just a phrase. So, but for me, yeah, I like the guy a lot. I still do. I do think he's a good dude. But that doesn't mean good people don't say things that they shouldn't. Here's original Donna. Wow.
You've never said anything you didn't mean. Or you shouldn't have said.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A long time ago, though, right?
I think there have been times when I've said things in retrospect that, okay, that wasn't a very smart thing to say. And I'll usually come back and say, okay, that was pretty stupid. But the difference is you and I are doing this 15 hours a week.
Right.
The odds of us saying something stupid that gets out there to everybody are way up compared to a guy who's getting, you know, who's not doing it as nearly as often as we are. And he's more public than we are. There's no question. But the reality is, yeah, and during the course of a week, there's going to be something he says, yeah, man, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm sort of in between everybody's thoughts on this. I think it was a really, really bonehead thing to say, really poor choice of words. But I'm not on the Bob McNair is suddenly a racist and a terrible thing. I'm somewhere – I think there's a gray area where, like, a good dude can say something stupid.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened here.
Yeah.
But
– I mean, Jong's as good a person as we know. He said stupid things on the air before.
Do you blame the players for being upset?
No.
I don't either.
No. Not a little bit. Now, I think they should get over it and focus on the game. But in the moment, no, I don't really blame them.
Yeah. Well, I don't either.
It's just really unfortunate.
Yeah, I got I have a guy with William who's got a Trump avatar, so I'm just making a guess here. Says, big deal. Who cares? But something to fill air with. No different than pepper spray in the workplace. Well, it's a big deal because
it's a big deal if the team goes out there and plays like crap Sunday because of it.
It's a big deal because DeAndre Hopkins didn't practice today.
It's
a big deal because Dwayne Brown, who's one of the leaders of your team, is pissed off about it. It's a big deal because the players think it's a big deal.
You know what I will say, though, that kind of pisses me off a little bit is I read like three stories that said something like Bob McNair, who is a Donald Trump supporter. What does that have to do with this? Why do you bring that in? That's just dumb.
Well, because Donald Trump's the one sort of that pushed
with. But I don't think that belongs in the story because it makes it look like he's saying it because of that.
I don't know that that's not why he's saying it.
No, I think he's saying it because he said something stupid. And I think a Hillary Clinton supporter could have said something just as equally stupid. And a lot of them have.
But the problem is this is a Trump-related issue. It's been a Trump-pushed issue.
I guess, but I don't think there was any reason to put that
in there. And there's a lot of people who think that the owners who support Trump are supporting Trump by with the rules they've got in place for their players.
Yeah, I don't know if I see it that way. I think,
I mean, if it's intended any other way, then
well,
that's
the thing. The way it was written, that's what it was.
I'd have to see it in context. But my opinion would be
it just makes it look like
this is a Trump supporting owner who is supporting Trump's narrative about whether or not players should be kneeling.
That's not how it was read. No.
Okay. Well, I didn't see it, so I can't say that for sure. But that would be my thoughts when I said that.
All right. What do we got here, John?
New era, Fred. Yes, you could. Again, you could stop off 59 somewhere and get some homemade hat that's got like a crappy patch that's going to fall off and it's crooked and it looks horrible. Or you could wear what the pros wear, and that's what you should be doing. Wear what the pros wear. Cheer on the Astros in style and show your spirit by wearing what the players wear on the field. New Era is the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball, and it's what the players are wearing on the field this postseason. Hurry into your local Lids store today and get your World Series cap with limited edition postseason side patch to add to your collection. These caps are only available while supplies last. That's New Era caps at Lids.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Well, here's something we can all agree on. Texas Mattress Makers is the champion. They're the best. They do everything right. You know why? First off, let's say you want to get, a great bed to sleep on where you're going to sleep like a champ. Check. You can check that box off. Let's say this. How about you want to save 50% off of what you'd pay in a retail store? Go ahead and check that box off, too. And right now, how about this? 25% more if you visit the showroom. That's a big box to check. This offer is only for the showroom, so all mattress sets, any type of, including luxury, any memory foam options, as long as it's on the showroom floor, 25% off factory price. You cannot beat that. And I know a lot of you guys are in the market for new beds now. This is a place to go. They make them right there. They're custom fitted. They're handcrafted. They're made with fantastic quality. And they get sold directly to you. So you don't have to go to a store where you're getting ripped off paying a whole bunch of money. And not only that, they're big in the community. They're huge on charity. They employ more than 100 people right here in Houston. Just a great, great company to do business with. So that's why they're the champs. And you need to swing by and say hello to Yuval and Lax and Rachel and the gang over there. And tell them you're a blitzer. They're going to take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation. It's at the corner of Lockwood Navigation off I-10 East. Or you can visit them at texasmattressmakers.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Revelry on Richmond. Come on out, get your drink on before the game, stick around, get your drink on during the game, and then probably get your drink on after the game.
Right.
You're set up here.
And get your Uber on.
Yeah, make sure you Uber out of here. One more series until the local guys are the champs. Do you want to go to a game?
Yes.
We're picking a winner to see a game downtown and cheer on the home team. Just write our sister station's number, 94.1 FM, on your car truck window and go about your normal day. Then we'll send the secret window counter around town. And once they get to the 94th car with 94.1 FM on the window, we're awarding the winner a pair of tickets. Make sure you write it big and bright, maybe orange. That'd be a nice touch. Courtesy of the all-new Sports Map 94.1. Astros-Dodgers coverage begins both here and on 94.1 at 7 o'clock. So there you go. You want to talk about the game tonight a little bit? Or you?
Oh, I mean, I'm fine with that. There's a game tonight?
Yeah.
Who's playing?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, who cares? When I get texts like this, I just want to talk about the same topic the entire show. Can we move on? It was stupid. What more is there to say? You have three games of World Series in the city and a big Texans game, and you're going to spend an hour on this. Actually, we didn't spend an hour on it because we spent an entire segment on something completely different.
But if half the team's nearly walking out on the team because of it, it's a real issue.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I'm the first one to say, okay, we're doing this too much. Let's move on. In fact, I do that a lot. And sometimes I get criticized for that. It's like, oh, no, we want more of it. But when I'm saying keep going with it, guess what? It's important. I trust my judgment more than yours, Chief.
Are you stoked about the Tulane-Memphis game? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, man, I can't wait for that. I think Memphis covers, by the way. No, I think interesting game tonight, to say the least, in that, Darvish, I think, is – I think they've – just like – the Astros did with Verlander. They made some tweaks to Darvish since he's been there. So I don't think he's quite the same pitcher the Astros are used to seeing. But I do feel pretty good about their chances tonight at home. I think the Dodgers have not been great on the road. I think the Astros get it done tonight. I think the Kershaw starts someone that's going to bite them, whether that winds up being tomorrow or Sunday.
Oh, I think it'll be Sunday.
But I still haven't named anybody for tomorrow.
No, they haven't. But I would assume it's going to be Sunday. I don't think they're going to throw him out there on short rest. Unless they had to, and I don't.
Well, I think if they lost tonight, they might consider it.
I'm sure they'd go through their head.
Yeah,
I just don't think it'll happen.
We'll see.
I think that's why they built. Like I said, I think that's why they built this team the way they did.
Yeah. Things happen though. You get in the series like this, managers panic.
I mean, if the Astros lose tomorrow, would they throw Keuchel in game four?
I would.
Man. Well, maybe so, but that's also the difference between having Charlie Morton as your game four starter and Alex Wood as your game four starter.
Yeah, but. Even so, I mean, I think if I'm down, I want to go down with my bet. Plus, I always like the idea of having that guy available for a seventh game, too.
He can still be available for game seven.
What, after pitching game five?
Sure.
Not as a starter.
No, not as a starter.
No, I'm talking about I want that guy to start as much as possible.
Oh, no. I don't think they're going to do that. They'll use him like they did Randy Johnson in 2001, where he'll start game six and then, okay, I'll pitch game seven. You got me. I mean, he's just a bit.
They're not going to be a game seven.
You don't think so?
It's ending in six.
Right? I think it's
one way or the other.
Seven.
Whoever comes out of this 2-1 wins game six.
Okay.
I mean 3-2. Excuse me. Whoever comes out of this 3-2 wins game six. Whichever
team
it is.
I tend to think not because I think the Dodgers may win two here, and I think the Astros will win game six there because Verlander's starting. Mm. So I'm just excited that we have a series where we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, these teams are so evenly matched. It's making for a fun series,
yeah.
I think.
That's why you say the Dodgers haven't been good on the road. They've lost once in the playoffs. They've also – go look at their batting averages, road-home splits. It's completely different. They haven't been nearly as – they've been good. They've won the games. But the Astros have been terrific at home. So I think it's a big edge for Houston to be here. So.
Well, it's also a big edge because – the Dodgers' extra bat will be probably Andre Ethier.
I think it was
or Chase Utley, and
the guy Hernandez DHing.
Oh, Kiki Hernandez.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means who's going to play left field?
I just saw it for a second that Hernandez was DH.
Okay. Well, either way, the Astros adding Evan Gattis is going to be bigger.
Yeah. And that's an advantage for them.
Especially against a lefty.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you see the JFK files were kind of eh?
Eh.
Yeah.
I haven't even gone through them yet. I've been too busy.
What, watching Ravens?
Yeah. Well, listen, I had the Ravens fantasy defense in two of my leagues. I was invested in that game, Fred.
Well, it worked out for you.
When did you turn it off?
Well, I was at the bar watching it, so oh, okay. I it was still on. So,
you were still partying.
Yeah.
Partying, yeah.
713-780 ESPN.
I can't find the damn lineup for these Dodgers.
Well, I saw it on TV when I looked over there a minute ago, and like I said, it had Hernandez at DH, but they may have been speculating too.
Okay.
By now we'd know, though, right? They usually have them out.
Yeah, it's not out yet. That's from yesterday.
Yeah.
Boo. I just want to know.
So he said they have Peterson in left.
Okay.
I'd like to know where you found that.